Am the ticket. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Hey, this is a birthday shout out to Ticket for Rep. Happy birthday, Jake. This is Dez Brown throwing up the X for one of my favorite fans. Just keep doing what you do, Playboy, and chase that money. Happy birthday, Jake. Oh, and I never listen to Bad Radio on the ticket.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Fans clamor for Bob Sturm.
Yeah, yeah. Here he is. One more time. Mino.
Thank you, Bob. Tito's Handmade Vodka and A1 Locksmith and Security brings you Dan O.
Security.
And apparently they're recording their Fox 4 hit for later tonight. Mike Reiner and Corby the Snake Davidson.
Mike? Corby.
Both Snake and Rhines.
It's Reiner and Corby.
So many people pulled in so many different directions.
Yes.
Sorry. Can I lodge a complaint?
Go on.
It's your birthday.
I was under the impression that today, courtesy of Dan, I was going to learn about a very interesting baseball thing.
I know.
First thing this man says to me in the meeting today, you know what I didn't hear today?
You guys clearly didn't want it.
A very interesting baseball thing.
I know.
Let's do it.
This is a big year for Major League Baseball.
Period. I can't burn it here.
Yeah, I don't want 3 o'clock to get credit for it.
The hardline is
fighting for
here.
Our lives.
No, Jake's right. The clock has turned and all the gold
That's twice
content.
Today, Chief.
It's like a golden taint.
Look, Freudian slips are happening left and right out
You've
here.
You've been gone for a week, so you know.
Right. It's all I'm thinking about. Tomorrow, a baseball stat that nobody knows.
What if you can look up every stat
you want tonight and you won't get it? Figure it out.
Does that have anything to do with Guzzi's RBIs?
Oh, darn it. Well, forget it now. No, it's not. It has nothing to do with...
Oh, darn it.
The money you're going to owe me. You want to just pay me now and we won't mention it again?
Yeah, I might as well take it to the seller.
Because I don't think you're winning one of those bets, although you might win the attendance.
All I do is...
Because really, Arlington's been buzzing lately about the Rangers.
All I do is lose our bets. Getting tired of this.
It took 3 from the Tigers over the weekend, bro. You don't do that to a Ron Gardenhire-managed team.
Maybe they should be buyers.
I think they probably will be.
Yep.
You know.
They should call the Cowboys about Zeke.
Ah. Zeke talk. Well, today is Monday, August 5th, the 217th day of the year. There are 148 days left in 2019. This is the very day. Man, a lot of Mike-centric things here. So I'll wait till Mike gets back here, and then I will give him those today in history notes. But we will give some shout-outs to P1s like, let's see, Day 1 P1, Keith Currens. Leaders, our fellow August 5thers, Donnie, Jake, and Dan Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
Did I mention it was Jake's birthday? Happy birthday,
Not
Jake.
Enough. I mean...
Today is August 5th. Dan Bennett, our general manager, his birthday. But Jake has said he will outlast him, right? Your claim?
I'm not touching that. Sorry, pal.
Happy birthday to the great Donovan. They're all 3 born on the exact same day, the exact same year.
And their names are all Brett.
So that's an amazing, ironic note. Oh, and Keith Currens.
Well, no, I had another son, but he was eaten by reptiles.
Fellow graduate of UNT with Craig and Jubb, and fellow graduate of Richardson High School with Gordo.
Wow.
All right. Kelly says, hey, Dan, please wish my sexy bearded Warstick Woodman husband, Cameron Monger, happy 31st birthday. And tell Corby he says hi. Well, you're going to have to call Mike Ducey to have him tell Corby that Cameron Monger says hi.
Call Sam.
You ever heard of Cameron Monger?
Oh, yeah. Good friend. Good friend.
You've never heard of
him. You know what Warstick has.
Oh, that's Cam.
Yeah, I know Cam.
Metal bats.
Oh, see? He was lying at first.
No, I have metal bats, friend. Too, which I didn't realize until I got there.
Here, I know Cam. Oh, thanks, man.
Sick.
Cam's a badass.
We also have Philip, whose friend Sandy, it's her birthday. Or maybe that's a dude. I don't know. I mean, in this day and age, Bob, how can you tell anymore, you know? Guys and girls are all, like, in the same bathroom. And anyway, he, she...
got the long hair now.
Hippies. He, she would like a joke from Line 4 guy.
Well.
However, we have to ask even if he has one. He might not.
Well, just happened to have one, Dan. I mean, it's an amazing, ironic...
scrambling, going to internet jokes, radio jokes.
Man in his
yes,
day,
going to jokes.com.
A young... Oh, I mean, if you guys don't want to hear it, I mean...
No, go ahead, go ahead.
No, it's
We're
not us.
All right.
It's about the listener.
A young man and his date were parked on a back road some distance from town. They were about to have sex when the girl stopped. Mm-hmm. I really should have mentioned this earlier, but I'm actually a hooker, and I charge $20 for sex. The man reluctantly paid her, and they did their thing. Mm-hmm. After a cigarette, the man just sat in the driver's seat looking out the window. Why aren't we going anywhere? Asked the girl. Well, I should have mentioned this before, but I'm actually a taxi driver, and the fare back to town is $25.
Okay.
That was a good one. You see, the joke there, guys.
I understand it.
$20.
That's a profit.
Boy, you made a profit
deal.
It's
a business
today
joke.
In history notes, Mike, that I held for you.
And you know, she really wasn't thinking that through until it was too late.
No,
like she thought.
Right.
No.
I mean,
it's a bad hooker.
It's committed at that point.
Did I just see you put in the wrong password 3 times, and then you finally got one right?
Yeah, you did.
Jeez.
That's tough. Wait, are we on Hulu? Is that what you're doing?
No, he was just opening up his computer.
Oh.
It took him like 3 different tries.
Yeah, I do it every day.
All right.
Hello, Kitty123.
Hello, Kitty123, $!
$321.
Couple of today in history notes for you, Mike. Unless Mike Ducey already gave you these.
No, he
no,
didn't.
We didn't do that with him. He sticks to sports.
All right.
You all should.
So on this day, let's go chronologically.
You should.
1921, the first ever broadcast of a Major League Baseball game occurred.
KDKA.
That's right. KDKA, Pittsburgh. What was it like? What were people saying at the time? How was this received?
So wait, 1921, at what point did Vin Scully get in the game?
47, 48.
So they made it like 25 years.
Vin
and that's
Scully
it.
Was an intern on that broadcast.
It wouldn't surprise me.
And they said, people will stop going to the games. We can't air these. This is terrible.
Yeah,
so they probably did just air...
You're going to ruin the gate receipt.
They were just aired away games. And
I had a question about this topic, sort of.
Do you like tucking in your shirt?
I guess. Has tennis ever been on the radio?
No. Well, I can't believe
because
I said that.
It was
yes.
The men's final at Wimbledon. We had to be somewhere. They were in a tiebreaker, Fed and Joker, and I'm trying to sort out how would I listen.
It's
to
on
this.
Satellite.
How?
It's
how does a play-by-play man
hilarious.
Do
forehand down the line, backhand cross court. He comes to the net and stabs a volley for a winner. Now he doesn't do it in 20s voice.
Like they go back 26 times,
calling each stroke too. Forehand, backhand.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
It's hilarious, and it's better when, of course, like anything else, when British people do it, because they're way more into it and it sounds better.
Huh.
Tennis.
Yeah, it's definitely on there.
Tennis,
I've listened to
tennis,
multiple Wimbledon matches driving down to Florida with the family.
Your claim is you've listened to multiple tennis matches
multiple.
On the radio.
On the way to the coast, no less.
Yep.
All
it's a long drive. You got to kill time.
All when Good. Going in one particular direction.
John. Tennis.
He listens
so
to
what
tennis
is today?
On the way to the coast.
Okay, I guess I didn't go chronological
you know,
then, Mike.
Away from,
Mike is showing me a note for this day in history that apparently 98 years ago today, what would that be? 2017? Or, I mean, excuse me, 1917?
1921, Dan.
This was in the mid-80s?
Mm. Oh, 21, yeah, not 102. Okay. 98 years ago today, the city of Dallas received... They authorized the very first radio station in the state of Texas. KTC... Oh, no. WRR was the radio station.
They didn't even have four letters back then.
Right, we didn't have that many letters. What was that like, Mike?
Was Skip on at 6?
Must have been awesome.
I will work there.
Yes.
I will take you down. I will truncate you.
That's right. I will rule from there.
WRR is in my crosshairs from this day forward.
Didn't they have Carmen Policy on that day?
When was Sam from Sales on?
On this day in 1961, Six Flags Over Texas had its official grand opening in Arlington. Do you remember this, Mike?
What year was that?
1961. 11-year-old Mike. Maybe 10 at this point,
yeah,
right?
What year did you get to go for the first time?
I don't know, man. Arlington was a long way away.
So you never went?
Yeah,
I went. Did you hop on the Tom Landry?
I probably went, you know, I don't know, 3 or 4 years later.
It was like 15 minutes from your house.
No, it wasn't.
Mike,
how?
Actually, Mike rode his little speed bike and was out between Dallas and Fort Worth at the time. It was effectively a desert, and he was trying to get a tarantula in a glass jar on his little motorcycle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And that's when Todd shot him.
Did you ever get on one of those train things where you can just push it up and down and it goes along the train tracks?
Yeah.
This was going, Bob.
Thank you.
Yeah, did you ever use that as a form of travel?
No, I didn't. I did not.
Awesome to have one of those.
It would be awesome.
Well, he happened upon a methylamine train robbery when trying to jar tarantula.
Yes, sir.
Todd killed him.
You jarred a tarantula?
When trying to jar? Is that what you said?
He did say you tried to jar.
Yeah, I mean, you've been warned not to jar.
Elsewhere in birthday news, what is today, August 5th? Let's look at our DFW sports birthdays.
Hold on, Danny.
Our DFW sports birthdays include Jake, Dan Bennett, Donovan.
Whoa. Hello, Donovan Lewis's birthday and Dan Bennett.
And let's see. Elsewhere we have Bernie Carbo, Patrick Ewing, Bruce Coslett.
In the range.
He's John Olerud.
I met his daughter.
Rick Carlisle
I did.
With them once.
Oh, and Bob.
Yes, sir.
Everett McIver.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
That's a lot of sports birthdays on Donovan's birthday.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
He makes bombs out of chewing gum and paper clips.
What was the actual date of the stabbing? Was it on his birthday?
Man, it was probably close.
Anyway, let's deal with that.
Was it on your birthday?
Also, today's birthday, we have Maureen McCormick. She's now 63.
Brady Bunch.
Do you think Everett McIver ever received a check?
Oh, absolutely.
Mailbox money.
Keep it quiet check.
A be cool check.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet. Would you take that? Would you get stabbed?
Delivered.
In the neck by Michael Irvin.
Yeah.
In the neck.
Delivered by Yankees pitcher David Wells.
Do you know how many times Michael Irvin was close to going to jail for the rest of his life? Multiple times.
So you say.
Closed.
And Lonnie Anderson is 74.
Yeah. Hubba, hubba, Mike.
Did he have enough coke, Mike, to go to jail for a long time?
Yes, he did.
How'd he get out of that?
Close.
Same way he's gotten out of everything.
He tried to murder a man.
Well, he cut in line.
No.
Haircut. I mean,
well, that's true. Yeah, you don't do that.
I have a birthday, Dan.
If there's one thing we've learned over the years, you wait your turn for your haircut.
That's right.
Your training camp haircut.
Now, here's Not Paola with Mike.
Not Plugola.
Happy birthday today to Ted Hume.
Hume?
Yeah.
Speaking of Ted, did you see Marky Mark was here over the weekend?
I did.
Hume? What?
To Jeff Gauntz, to Bobby O'Neill.
Really a bummer because the fun bucks could not get into
it. To Mike Kennedy, and to Shelley McKiernan.
Ooh.
Back to you, Dan.
What's that, Dan?
Is that Shelley from work, Shelley?
Yeah.
She still work with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Still there.
It's awesome.
Okay.
Hadn't seen her in a while.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Just thinking. Thinking about writing. Now, spares.
you're thinking about writing.
Yeah. Well, later I'm going to write about thinking.
Okay.
Sure, everybody knows I'm hanging around Denton a little bit.
Bless him. Bless him indeed.
Just thinking about Jake.
Carl Crawford is 38.
Tampa Bay.
How many years does he have left on that deal?
Red Sox, right?
Yeah.
Then Dodgers? Did they move that deal?
I believe they did.
They traded the untradeable deal?
Oh, Jake. Lolo Jones is 37 today.
What's Lolo Jones bit?
Who's that?
Olympian and virgin, I believe it says on here.
She's not the roast beef, though, right?
Who's the one that, like, beat up her girlfriend?
Hope Solo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or is Hope Solo the roast beef?
All right.
It's both.
Easy.
What?
Easy.
Leave Hope Solo alone. That's an American hero.
I know.
She's also a domestic abuser. So
the Women's World Cup would have been worth watching if she would have been there.
She was a victim.
Okay, this leads us back to the weekend discussion about Rommel.
I thought that she hooked up with some Seattle Seahawk that beat the crap out of her.
I'm pretty sure she beat him up pretty bad.
Yeah, I think so.
He was like a tight end.
Jeremy Stevens?
Yeah.
Yep.
No, she did it, dude.
She ain't fronting no games, man.
This is like our question about Rommel you had, Dan. Go on.
The German general?
Yes.
What?
Can you be a unbelievable military strategist and a Nazi?
Bill Walsh would say yes. Bill Walsh has quoted a Nazi general like probably every 10 pages in the book I'm reading, the Bill Walsh book.
Did he write the book?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think
and
they
he's quoting
up,
Nazis?
They stacked up so many wins by sucking at what they were doing.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was trying to say, it's okay to say Rommel was really good at what he did for a living.
You go ahead and do that, Bob.
Now, what's the Hope Solo tie?
The book was
that you could be an American hero and perhaps have some problems
beating up your
with
spouse.
Your domestic relationship.
Yeah.
Why are you Marge shot in this whole segment?
Like, can O.J. Simpson be considered a great running back still? Yes.
Yeah, he can.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, I mean, to
hey,
you.
Hey, Twitter world.
Even if I'm trying to tell you with my eyes that he's threatening me. Greg Kite is 58.
Isn't Bill Walsh's book titled Mein Kampf, Post Offense?
I believe it's called My Favorite Nazis by Bill Walsh. Greg Kite, 58, but not the most significant 58-year-old spare today. That would be Tawny Kitaen.
Whoa.
Schwing.
Dan.
Whoa.
And 32-year-old CJ Spiller. About ready to break out, no doubt.
All right, two quick deads. Born on this day, now dead, just for Jake, Neil Armstrong.
How about
that?
That's why he hates space.
That's an American hero.
Because that took all the shine off of his birthday. Dead on this day, still dead. We don't have time to talk about him. Paul Brown.
Buzz.
Tyler?
Unbelievable. Oh, you just throw that in there.
I know.
Inventor of the hash mark, Paul Brown.